your Rockets and Titans sports station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLN Radio.
Welcome back to the second quarter now. Just getting ready to get underway. And we're facing a second and five. The Rockets facing a second and five. We've got Tyler Drain with one man behind him. He's going to hand the ball off on the snap. The snap was a little bit high, but he gets it, and this pile just moves on. Looks like it was that Manica again, I'm sure. Heads right up the middle, and just a scrum, almost like a rugby scrum pile, and it just kept falling forward. Just pushed forward, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Rockets moving the ball.
Yeah, you have a scoreless first quarter. The Rockets had an opportunity on their first drive, but they had a 15-yard penalty that pushed them way back out of field goal range, and they kind of stumped their momentum.
Let's see, we're knocking on the door now, though. We've got Drain with Manica behind him. He's going to send that Perry in motion, or that Brandon Davis send in motion. Got a flag on the play. I believe it's going to be false start. I couldn't tell who it was. False start on the Rockets. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, so we'll mark that back. It's going to go to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, a couple of this play is going. A couple of first quarter. Manica had 52 yards in that first quarter of the 76 total yards.
One man offensive show.
Only 20 yards for North Odom in that first quarter.
Gotta love the defense there. Drain with Manica behind him. Drain gets the pass. He drops back 3 steps. He's looking left. He throws a deep ball, but that is not anywhere near catchable. That was looked like a little bit of miscommunication between Drain and the receiver. It just had to be a miscommunication. I mean, the ball wasn't going to be caught regardless.
I think he was going to the little ball boy about 15 yards outside of the field right there.
Yeah. Keyshawn Catlett was the nearest receiver in the vicinity, and he was still about 3.2 miles away. So I'm not sure who he was throwing to, but nonetheless, second and 15, ball at the 22-yard line. Drain in the pistol formation, one back behind him, 3 receivers split to the right. Drain gets it. It's going to be a screen pass. It's a great little pass, great catch by Manica.
That was Manica.
Outstanding play. Drain gets the pass, drops back, and he was backpedaling quick because obviously on a screen pass, you got your linemen that want to come out and set up for blocks, and North Odom thought they had a for sure sack, I bet. And he floats that over the line, and what an amazing catch by Manica, a way to get up and snag that one out of there and turn it into more positive yards. Gets down to, where did he get down to? I can't really tell.
He's inside, looks like the 5. Let's see what they're talking about. The officials are talking.
I didn't see a flag, but they are conferring about something, so we'll let you know as soon as we find out.
It's a great design. They did throw a flag. They're taking it up, and it is going back on against the Rockets. Very similar to that first drive where you get a big play and then you get a penalty. That's just a killer in the momentum side of things.
Absolutely.
They were inside. It looked like they were inside the 5-yard line.
You leave a man downfield. That's what it was. You leave a man downfield.
Wow.
So the Rockets, big play there. What a great, like I said, a great catch and run after the catch. Got the rack yards by Manica. You got to love the rack yards. Anytime, you know, anybody can catch a ball and get tackled immediately, but when you can turn those into those extra yards, get that rack, that's really, really something to see. But, again, you know, shoot themselves in the foot, and it's going to go back. So it's going to go from first down to second and 20. Back at the 27-yard line. Drain gets it, rolls right. He's looking. He's got pressure in the face. Throws the ball to the right sideline. Incomplete. He was looking for, I believe it may have been Devin Mantilla.
Brandon Davis on the outside. Yeah, just off a little bit, it looked like. That's on the far side of the field. It's a little hard to tell. This is several straight times they've gone to the pass.
Yeah,
it's a little different. Not used to seeing this.
I like it. You know, the only thing I question, you know, we talked about it. I wanted to see, you know, Drain proved last week that he could throw a deep ball as well as anybody. You know, had a couple really nice throws. Unfortunately, they're throwing against a team with some pretty good pass defense. It's one of the best in 4A. They only give up 88 yards a game through the air, North Odom. So, you know, whether it's by design or just maybe trying to shock North Odom into and getting them on their heels and then going to bust it up the gut here with Manica again, we'll see what happens. Drain, no, he gets the pass. He's rolling back. He's got pressure in his face. He floats
up the ball.
He's got his man, and that's going to be a touchdown. Tyler Drain finds Deshaun, or was that?
Michael Perry.
That was Michael Perry, number 11. 27-yard touchdown pass. What another beautiful throw. Lobbed it. He saw the pressure coming in his face. Yeah. Stood in there like he's supposed to. Took a shot. Drain took a shot. threw a beautiful ball. Perry had a step on the inside, and that ball was put just perfectly, dropped right in the breadbasket. That's a touchdown for Shelby County. Go up 6-0, 10:28 to go in the second quarter.
Use the speed to get behind the defense, and again, like you said, great pass and catch on that one.
Absolutely. So Edwards on for the extra point. Snap's good. Hold. Got down in time. That was a tough snap got into. I believe that's Drain Holdy. Looks like it got into his gut a little bit, but he was able to get it out and get it down. And as Ray Finkel always says, laces out, and Josh Severs was able to put the ball through the uprights for a 7-point lead. And we will take a timeout after that score. Rockets up 7-0, 10:28 to go in the first half.
Jacoby Seals in Shelbyville has the tractors that are ready to tackle tough jobs anywhere. From farms to golf courses to landscape sites, rugged Farmall C-Series tractors from Case IH have the weight and strength to handle heavy implements. And a low center of gravity makes them right at home on hills and uneven terrain. Their low-profile design allows them to get into low-clearance areas, too. See Jacoby Seals in Shelbyville about the strong and steady Farmall C-Series tractors. Be ready with Case IH. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back. We are here at North Oldham, where Shelby County has just taken the lead on a touchdown pass from Tyler Green to Michael Perry from 27 yards. Extra point by Edwards made it 7-0. 10:28 to go. We did have a kickoff just now. We were a little bit late getting back, but Edwards, again, able to kick the ball pretty deep. Gets out to, what was that? It was a touchback, right?
Touchback.
And look down for a second, look up, and then they're already out to the 20. So I just assume that was a touchback as usual. North Oldham comes to the line with they've got this, you know, they're using these power, these like bunch formations and tight formations. They are sending a guy, receiver in motion almost every play. Two tight ends, two backs behind the quarterback. Quarterback looks like he got the snap, and I don't know if that was a quarterback draw. I couldn't tell if he handed it off or not. It just got jumbled up there at the middle, and not much was going on.
He pitched it off, and I would give money to anybody who can figure out who that was that carried the ball. There was about 14 players around him, and everyone got up at the same time.
Good luck. Tackled by the Rockets. We'll just say that.
That's a good call.
Everybody on defense got in on that one.
Great job. We talk about the athleticism of the linebackers and the defensive backfield, but that defensive line, I mean, they did a great job snuffing that one and kind of closing up the middle.
Absolutely.
So you got to give them credit as well.
You're exactly right. They played very well last. We got a deep pass going. We got great coverage, one-on-one coverage over here. North Oldham throwing the ball deep. Ball gets all the way thrown out here to the 50-yard line. Keyshawn Catlett, the 5'9" wide receiver slash defensive back junior, I mean, step for step with the North Oldham receiver, and he's lucky that ball wasn't picked off. Catlett with some great coverage.
He did a great thing. You teach all defensive backs this, is that when the ball's in the air, you've got them step by step. Make sure that you turn around and look for that ball.
Absolutely.
And if the other guy makes a catch, good for him, but that was a great, great fundamental play.
Absolutely. Couldn't draw it up any better. North Oldham gets a snap. His quarterback turns. He hands it off to his running back. Gets it right up the left side. Bounces it out to the outside. Got a few yards on that. It was 3rd and 10. That's going to be, let's see, obviously it's going to be a little bit short unless they get some kind of crazy spot. That's going to bring up 4th down. Hard to tell. Looks like he got about 4 or 5 yards, maybe. Going to bring up 4th down and 5. We'll call it 5. And looks like North Oldham goes back into their familiar punting formation.
It's going to be a big offensive possession for the Rockets. You got some momentum going. You stopped them, 3 and out. You get a chance to get great field position. You're going to get it probably somewhere around midfield.
Absolutely. You got Michael Perry back here. High snap. That one's going to be in trouble. An amazing catch by the punter. I mean, that ball was, I don't know how it didn't get by him. He just one hand snags it out of the air and was able to get the kickoff. It didn't turn out as bad as I thought it would. I mean, but you're right. We've got a ball over here now. It's going to be marked at about the, didn't even make it to the 50. So they're on their own 45-yard line. Shelby County takes over, but just an amazing athletic play by the punter, which I believe is the punter. That's the safety that's out there. I believe that may be their punter. Looks like he's left that back as a safety.
Bryce Webb, great catch. That had safety or possibly even a touchdown sitting over to the Rockets.
Big athletic with the kid there. That was a phenomenal play. So Drain and the Rockets take back over, 8:45. They're up 7-0, second quarter. Looks like Perry going in motion, gets behind Drain. Drain drops back, forced that drop. He's got pressure. He's going to have to get out of there, and he does not. Wasn't able to do that. Line didn't, somebody missed the block on that one because he had a man in his face almost immediately. tried to make something out of nothing and get back to line of scrimmage, but a little bit shorter than that. It's going to bring up second and about 11. Lost about a yard, yard and a half on that. We're going to call it loss of two, second and 12.
A dream coming off one of his better performances in the passing game last week. He was 7 for 12. You're seeing some confidence. He had 135 last week with two touchdowns.
Absolutely. He's becoming more of a complete quarterback. You know, early on in the season, I think every defense just thought, you know, he's going to run the ball or, you know, zone read and hand it off. And as we speak about him running the ball, he gets an option, runs to the right, pitches it to the right. He's got his man, Michael Perry, I believe it was, running to the right. And he gets a big gainer, maybe all the way down to about the 20. We'll see where they mark him out at.
Yeah, everybody fooled on that one. Had Manica going right up the middle, sold that very well, and gave it to Perry on the outside, who went down the field. Big game for the Rockets.
It was a beautiful pitch. We talked about Drain becoming more of a complete quarterback throwing the ball, but he just ran that option to perfection. Runs out, gets the edge, has the defensive end and the linebacker bite and come towards him, and he shovels it off to Perry, who was, I mean, just caught it right in stride. Didn't even have to stop or anything. Didn't slow down a bit.
About a 28-yard gain.
There we go. Drain the pistol again. He gets the snap, hands the ball off. No, he fakes the handoff. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Up the middle, he bounces it out to the left side. Nice run. It's going to be close to being in the end zone. I believe he's going to be marked short. Made it down to about the three.
Looks like he
handed it off to Manica, but he did tuck it. Zone read option play there. Maybe it's down to the four.
Yeah, it looks like the three, actually.
3 yard line.
Yeah, they're
going
to mark it down at the three.
A little zone read option, which a lot of offenses are doing that these days. And, you know, you get used to Manic coming in, so the defense is it. Great play action. He tucked it, ran, got a little seam, and used his speed. I mean, Drain is a lot faster than people give him credit for. He was able to bounce it out and get down to the left-hand side, down to the four. So here we go. Same pistol formation. Manica behind him. Mantilla and Perry and Davis were all split at wide. Snap. And ball is handed off up the middle. Rockets are showing touchdown, stating their case. But the guys who really matter say no.
They're going to mark it down at the one, it looks like. Just didn't have enough to get in the end zone. They gave the ball to Manica. I think you kind of, you might know what's coming up
here. I think you know what's coming up here. But you know what? I'm the type of guy, I may even do a little fake to Manica up the middle and roll Drain out here. He's getting it. It's going to be a quarterback draw at the middle. Wow, what a nice stop. Nice stop by the North Oval Mustangs there. They surged in the middle, and I think they knew that was coming. Going to bring up third and goal. He may have lost a little bit on that one.
Yeah, I think here, I just don't think you get too cute right here. You've got two tries here. I think you go for it. You're inside the one-yard line. You've got one of the best running backs in the state, a bowling ball in Malik Manica. Don't get cute. Just go straight in there. Give it to him. Lady Bird goes his way through there.
Absolutely. Got to agree with it. Use your bread and butter. Put the man out there. Let him run right through people and get you another 6 points. Here we go. Drain with Manica off to back right of him. Got Davis goes in motion. Snap is like a bobble a little bit. There he goes. I think he got in on the second effort. He was stopped at the line, but
no, I don't think they're calling him in. No, you got a side judge that came right in.
Well,
Manica again.
Yeah. Manica had a you know, good handoff, looked like a good exchange, and North Oval is just bearing down and stopping them.
They're closing up that middle, and they did a great job of that. If you hear Coach Shipley, I think they call a timeout.
I'm going to take a timeout here to think about it. So Chubbuck County takes a timeout. Fourth and goal, 5:48. We're going to take a quick break. Be sure to join us back here on Hour 93.3 WXLN.
Streaming online 24/7 at WXLNradio.com. This is Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN, LP Shelbyville.
And welcome back in. We are looking at fourth and goal for the Rockets. And when we say fourth and goal, it's about as close to the goal line as you can get without being called a touchdown. So we got 5:48. Rockets do lead 7-0 over the North Oldham Mustangs. Three runs up the middle and three stops for the North Oldham defense. So let's see what Shelby County does here. Little bunch formation. Drain is up under center. I'm going to text quarterback sneak, and they do sneak it, and he's got to be in. There's the motion. Touchdown. Tyler Drain on the quarterback keeper right up the middle. Didn't take him much to get in. That was a nice push by the offensive line. Touchdown. Rockets, they go up 13-0 with the extra point looming.
That's a big play. You've got to go for it. Great job. Give credit to North Oldham. The Mustangs did a great job of stopping them. They couldn't get Manic in there. And I think it's a great play call. You're inside a foot. And like I said, when we say fourth and go, that was inside a foot. So you have to get that in there. Go up 14-0.
That was a gimme on the golf course. They were so close. Snap is good. hold it down, kick his money as usual. 14-0. 5:45 remains. The Rockets lead 14-0 second quarter. And we will take a quick timeout, quick break, and be right back with the kickoff.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Now, welcome back in here at Power 93.3 WXLN Radio. We got Josh Edwards kicking off after the Rockets just scored their second touchdown to go up by 2 scores, 14-0. Edwards gets into that line drive kick down to the 2. It's taken by North Oldham. He's going to run towards the middle of the field, bounces it a little bit to the left, gets back over into in between the hashes, out in the middle of the field, out to about the 30-yard line before he's tripped up. Looks like by maybe number 30.
Number 40, 42 was, 42 was returning it. John, looks like John Reitenauer for North Odom.
And I believe on the stop, it was kind of hard to tell who got the hand in there. Somebody got him tripped up, and they're going to mark it down at the 20, looks, is it the 27-yard line?
Yes.
First and 10, 27. North Oldham takes over, trying to get some momentum going here. They need to get some offense going. And
they only got 25 total yards to 154 for the Rockets. Wow. The Rockets just dominating right now.
Absolutely. And as we speak, the quick snap, you know, they're getting up there and snapping the ball quick. And it looked like Shelby County defense wasn't really ready for that one. He just kind of busted that right up the middle, and that's a first down run.
That's the one thing you could do against an athletic team like Shelby County is – You can't get much on the outside, so you fake the sweep, you get up the middle, and you can get a big chunk of yardage. And right now, you got to hope for that maybe that one big play that you can get, maybe get into the end zone to get back in this game.
You almost have to take the fight to them directly at them. You know, it's like squaring up as like a boxer, and you know, none of that Floyd Mayweather dancing around for 15, 12 rounds. You take it right at them. Got the snap. North Odom again runs the ball up the middle, off to the right side, but right up the middle basically. Gets a few yards, maybe 4 or 5. We'll see where they mark it.
Yeah, they're getting some positive yardage now. It looks like he got about 6 yards on that carry. So then that's what you want to see. You want to, they've had only 25 yards. They're getting absolutely nothing. The first play of this drive, they had their longest play of the night.
Right.
And this is, as a coach, this is, you want to see something here out of your team.
Yeah, you want to make sure that they're still in the game and at least putting up a fight. So I think North Oldham's kind of getting something going here. Let's see if Shelby County defense will, maybe take some aggression out on them here and get back to their dominant ways. Looks like we got a blitz coming off the middle. Picked up. Dropped back for a pass. Blitz was picked up. We got some interference or some jostling between the receiver and the defensive back there, but that ball wasn't catchable anyway. No flag's going to be thrown.
Yeah, it looks like they just had incidental contact.
Yeah, they just tripped on each other. All right. No interference, at least not in my book and not in the ref's book because he didn't throw a flag. But North Odom, you know, it looked like they were trying to maybe get a somewhat of a hurry-up offense going. You know, they were getting up there, snapping it quick, running the ball right up the middle, just gashing them. And then, you know, I don't know whether they had confusion getting the play call in or what, but that last play took them a little bit to get lined up. Mm-hmm. Here they go, lined up again, another bunch formation. You got man goes in motion. The snap is handed off to the flanker who went in motion. Amazing play. Manica shoots through the middle.
He does it on offense. He does it on defense. That was a phenomenal play.
Absolutely. Great tackle in the backfield there. That was a North Oldham got the snap. Quarterback turned around. He puts his foot down, you know, sends his man in motion, coming behind him, hands the ball off. But Manica was right there to say, no, that's not going to work on me. Trips him up and gets him down. Going to bring up 4th and 8, something like that.
5-yard loss on the play. Wonderful play by one of your best players.
Absolutely great job. Another punt coming. Shelby County gets pressure again. This is a vertical kind of spiral punt. Looks like they're going to let that one bounce. Barry let it bounce, and it takes a North Oldham roll. Gets down inside the 20, down to about the 10 or 11 yard line.
Yeah, and Shane, that's not a good play at all. You have a chance. You are the fastest guy, maybe one of the fastest guys in the state. You have a chance to catch that ball right in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he had some room.
But you've got to catch that ball. You can't. You see, he got 15 extra yards or however many he got on that punt. So great punt by the by the North Odom punter, but that backed Shelby County way back.
It sure did. And that's one that Perry would like to have over. He'd love to get his hands on that.
That is a dream for a punt returner that's that fast.
We'll see what Drain and the offense can do. They come out and they're patting it, and we call it the little pistol formation. He doesn't have, he just got Manica behind him. He sends Tyler Perry in motion. Tyler Perry. Michael Perry. Perry gets the pitch around to the right side. Perry just took the ball from Tyler Drain there. Nonetheless, he gets about 4 yards. He's going to bring us second and, they're going to call it three, second and seven from the 15-yard line. Drain a few yards back from the center. Gets the snap. Pitches early. Drop back for a pass. Tried to do a quick pass. Defense got their hands up and knocked it down. And Brandon Davis was going in motion behind him. Looked like it was going to be a little fake reverse maybe, but
yeah,
a two-step drop and quick little slant pattern.
Looks like they were looking for Keyshawn Catlett on that little slant pass. Good job by the defense getting the hands up. He always teaches the defense
to
get your hands up.
I mean, I tell you what, that ball was threaded. He kind of threw it into his double coverage. He had 44, the safety over here, who was had a feed on it, and luckily he was a little bit late getting over there, but Drummond threw a nice ball, floated it right in there where Perry could catch it. And just couldn't hold on to it.
It would have been a great pitch and catch. He did throw the ball right where he needed to. It was a great play. John Reitenauer of North Odom did a great job getting over there. That had to be perfectly thrown, and that's really one of those where, I mean, even if it is intercepted, I mean, you're right at midfield. It's
right.
What
almost worked out like a punt,
Yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world, I guess.
Shelby County on the punt. Edwards gets a low snap. He's able to pick it up. Does get a pretty decent kickoff. Gets a nice little bounce, and looks like it goes out of bounds. Where are they going to mark it? I'm looking at 45-yard line to me. If I saw that, then that's easy for the ref to make that.
Yeah, he did a great job. That's a low snap, very bad snap, but he did a great job. You never know which way the ball is going to bounce, but great job by Edwards getting the ball and getting a good punt off on that one.
Exactly right. That ball went back to him like one of my two-iron shots on the golf course. So the Rockets still lead 14-0. We're at 2:46 to go before halftime. North Odom takes over at the 45-yard line. They send a man in motion behind the quarterback. There's a fake handoff. He's looking deep. He's got pressure. He's got to step up in the pocket, and he's got three Rockets all over him. Nothing going on there. It looks like you got Jordy or Soto's on that one. Deshaun Manica, maybe. I couldn't tell you that.
Well, Soto had him by the jersey, it looked like, about 5 yards back, and just couldn't corral him.
You like how he stuck with the play, though. Came back and ended up piggyback riding him down to the ground. Nice play by Jordy Soto. Bring up second down. North Odom drops back. He takes the ball, drops back the pass, and we've got more collision over here with the receiver and defensive back. Is that Catlett and Davis? Brandon Davis on the coverage. Ball was not thrown very well, wasn't catchable. But again, great coverage by Brandon Davis, stride for stride.
They're going through the air, North Odom is. They just can't get, the quarterback's just not making great throws. He's just not putting it where guys can catch it.
You're right, but I guess the positive thing for them is if he puts that ball where this receiver can get it, good chance that we're going to intercept that ball because there was some great defense there. Third down and 5 from the 50. Now we got a man goes in motion, and Shelby County is going to help him out and probably give him a free first down with that encroachment. It's going to be offside. They're going a hard count. We got encroachment on the Rockets, 5 yards, and obviously on 3rd and 5, that's going to make it a first down.
North Odom is in Rocket territory at the 45.
So we'll see if the Mustangs can use some of this momentum and try to get on the board.
Well, if you're North Odom, you definitely want to get on the board, even if it's a field goal. You want to get on the board and get some momentum going into the second half. We've got 2:12 left in the second quarter.
Absolutely. Quarterback drops back. He swings past to the left. He's looking for his back, and it was overthrown well over his head. Shelby County was closing in on that pretty well. I think a few of those guys saw that screen or saw that little flat pass coming and was over there in a hurry. So he wouldn't have got much even if he did catch that ball.
No, he wouldn't have. And T.C. Faulkner, he floated that ball, so it's dangerous to do that. I mean, you want to get a screen pass. You want to get the ball right where the guys can run with the ball. You want to put it in their hands, give them some momentum going forward.
Absolutely.
And his touch is just off.
So it brings up, what is it going to be, 2nd down and 10? North Odom sends a man in motion, fakes handoff. Is that a short little slant, quick pass, and he's got his receiver, and that's going to be a first down. That was a nice running catch. Shelby County defender looked like he may have tried to go for the ball. It looked like he went for an interception or he slipped. It was kind of hard to tell whether he dove or slipped a little bit, but Mustang's able to complete the pass, pick up the first down on a gain of about like, over 13, 14 yards.
Yeah, it was Kyle Pitts on that play. Great play, and now you're...
Oh, no. Now we've got a handoff up the middle, bounces it out to the right side. He's back to the right hash mark and down to about the 11 or 12-yard line. Another first down for the Mustangs, who are marching. They're down to the 13-yard line. 1:53 to go before halftime.
That was a big fullback, number 44. Great play by him. You got Wes Johnson on that 6'2 fullback.
Yeah, big guy, big senior. There's a snap. North Oldham trying to get something up the middle there, but looks like Deshaun Manica or Malik Manica was not having any part of that. Michael Perry, I'm sorry, got in on that tackle. Stopped him before anything got going. He tried to roll out. The quarterback tried to roll out a little bit, get some room, but he was met quickly by Perry. Back up to the line in a hurry. They send a man in motion. The snap is good. Quarterback drops back looking for a pass. Another quick slant. We've got, that's going to be, flags all over the place. Going to be pass interference. That was a great route ran. I noticed the receiver there took one step to the outside, cuts it in, and then Shelby County defender had no option but to hold him. Otherwise, that was 6 points.
Yeah, he had the step on him. Brandon Davis, he can't give that step on the inside. Great play call by North Odom. They're inside. Looks like they're on the 13.
Yeah, they're moving about half the distance.
They're going to move inside the 10.
Going to go down about the 7-yard line or so. To where they'd mark it. Yeah, about the 6. 6.5. Well, again, Shelby County math tells me 6.5 is half a 13. I won't mention who my math teachers were back in school, but most of them did a pretty good job, I think. Here we go, second down and 4, looks like, for the Mustangs.
Wow.
And nothing going there on that snap. That's just a dog pile in the middle, basically.
The Rockets timed that just perfect. I don't see, from where my viewpoint is, it looked like they were in there way too quick. It was a great play. You're inside a minute.
About a minute, yeah. We're down to 53 seconds and ticking. Third down and 4. Mustangs are kind of got a little bit of momentum going and kept their foot on the pedal here. Got the snap. He hands the ball off to the lone back that was behind him. He tries to go bounce it out to the left. Shelby County defense stepping up when it needs to. You know, he's giving up some big plays here and there, big runs, and then it steps up when it needs to.
That was one of only a couple seniors on the team, Jordan Statton, that got in there in 99, got that tackle.
Very good. Very good job by the defense to step up there and hold them. That's going to bring up fourth down. Got 38 seconds, and do we have a timeout?
Yeah,
they took a timeout. So we're going to take a quick break. Sure to join us back here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays, wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend.
And your daughter's first musical recital. Head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back in. We're glad you joined us. If you just joining us now for the first time, it is 14-0. Rockets lead here on the road at North Odom. We've got 38 seconds to go. North Odom knocking on the door. They are at about the 6-yard line, looking at 4th and 4. So they actually can pick up a first down. Or no, I believe it is 4th and goal, isn't it?
No, the ball's on the 6.
That's right. Okay, so it is 4th and 4 on the 6, so they can pick up a first. North Odom comes to the line. We've got one back behind the quarterback. 2 split wide down here to the near side, 1 far side. Quarterback takes the ball, drops back. He was looking. I'm not sure what that was, really. It looked like he was looking deep in the end zone, maybe on like a fade route over here. But the ball kind of came out. I don't know if it slipped. It came out and went about 3 yards towards the middle of the field. I think maybe he was trying to pump fake it, and it just came out.
I think he might have. It's kind of hard to tell from up here, but a great defensive stop. They're moving the ball again. They've got the momentum. They really needed that. 14-0. The Rockets will get the ball to start the second half. 36 seconds left. Huge play for the Rockets.
You said it right there. Absolutely huge, huge stop right there. You know, the Rockets have kind of been in control the whole game. Not dominant, but in control, and you feel pretty good about where it's going. But if they give up a score there, that's a whole new ball game.
Yes,
you get the home team with momentum, and they come out in the second half, you never know what happens. So big stop. Chubb County takes over. Drain sends a man in motion, gets the ball, hands it off to the back behind him, which is Manica. I believe that's Manica. He's breaking tackles left and right. Left side of the field, we got one man to beat, and he's caught from behind. Manica, number 44 again, gets the handoff from Tyler Drain, breaks it through the left side, kind of right off the left tackle, breaks about 2 tackles after about a 2-yard pickup, and then it was off to the races. got slowed down a little bit and was able to get caught from behind by a North Dakota Mustang. All the way out, though, got across the 50. Did he get across?
Got about a, yeah, he did. He got about Wind Rocket territory, got about a 46, 47-yard gain.
Yeah, I believe we were on the 6th, right?
Yeah. You're way back in your own territory. The chances of getting something positive there with less than 40 seconds left, not really good, but now they're in a position to score before the half.
Sure, just looking for some breathing room, I think. You know, you don't want to safety, obviously, and then Manica does what Manica did, you know, does, and just busts through like a man. Drain gets the snap, he's rolling left, he's looking downfield, got a man wide open. Beautiful throw right in front of the 30-yard line. Number 10, Devin Mantilla, looked the ball in, great catch, caught it with his hands out in front of him, corralled it. Beautiful throw, though, on the run. Tyler Drain, I tell you what, man, he's really coming into his own and looking very comfortable throwing on the run. He's, you know, that little rollout and just a beautiful toss. They were a laser there.
That was a great play. And again, positive yardage. And the other good thing about that, he gets out of bounds. You don't have to use a timeout. Great play by the Rockets. They are in, they're in good position here to go score before the half.
Absolutely. So you got Tyler Drain now. We've got Manica behind him. He's got Perry going in motion behind him. Gets off, takes the, oh, he's looking deep. And that's going to be way overthrown. Fake the pitch to Michael Perry, which worked earlier. You know, Perry had about an 18-yard run, I think it was, earlier on that same play.
Looks like Devin Mantilla was down there. It's three guys down there. That wasn't going – I mean, that was a dangerous play. You got triple coverage right there on one guy.
I believe he threw that away.
I think so.
He's more accurate than that. That looked like he was throwing that ball away.
And it is a smart play because you go to second down. You want to give your field goal kicker a chance. If you don't get – the touchdown here, you want to give your field goal kicker a chance. So, again, a really smart play by Tyler Drain.
Absolutely. You know, you just play smart ball. You take care of the ball. Worst case scenario, you don't score. You're still up two scores going into halftime with momentum. There we go. Gets a snap, drops back to his right. Three-step drop. Looks quickly. Gets the ball off. Ball is caught on the right side over near the right hash mark. Couldn't tell who caught that. Minimal gain on that. Looks like number three. Is that Keyshawn Catlett?
Keyshawn Catlett out there.
Keyshawn did a nice job going down to scoop that low ball up. I think they're going to bring Edwards out and attempt a field goal, maybe. It is.
No, I definitely.
Six. No, I don't see it out there.
Think so. They've got 8 seconds left, and I think you've got time to play more play. I don't know if you go to the
quick
end
out,
right here.
Quick
I think
pass, sure.
Look, get some positive yardage here, 5, 6, 7 yards. Get him in a better position, because right now you're looking at 27, you're looking at a 40-plus yard field goal.
He's looking on the outside. We got another miscommunication. He was looking for Michael Perry there. Drain took the snap, took a three-step drop, looked immediate to his left. Perry was not looking, so that was a miscommunication. That was a timing pattern, and just, again, with a miscommunication, your timing's never going to work. So it's going to fall incomplete. It'll be 4th and 6. Ball is at the 27-yard line, so you're looking at about a 44-yard attempt here. Edwards comes out to attempt a 44-yarder from the right hash mark, kicking from right to left on your radio dial. Here we go. Lined up. Snap is good. Hold is down. Edwards got plenty of leg into this one. And wide left just by a little bit. Plenty of distance. So the Rockets fail to get on the board with that field goal, but they still do lead 14-0. Come back to us here at WXLN Radio, Power 93.3, and we hope you join us back.